This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Check it out at easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. Hi there. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 589. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we read the Old Testament, and every Tuesday and Thursday, we read the New Testament. Today, we're going to read Amos 5 through 7 from the New English Translation. Let's begin. Amos chapter 5. Listen to this funeral song I'm ready to sing about you, family of Israel. The virgin Israel has fallen down and will not get up again. She is abandoned on her own land with no one to help her get up. The Sovereign Lord says this, the city that marches out with 1,000 soldiers will have only 100 left. The town that marches out with 100 soldiers will have only 10 left for the family of Israel. The Lord says this to the family of Israel, seek me so you can live. Do not seek Bethel. Do not visit Gilgal. Do not journey down to Beersheba, for the people of Gilgal will certainly be carried into exile, and Bethel will become a place where disaster abounds. Seek the Lord so you can live. Otherwise, he will break out like fire against Joseph's family. The fire will consume, and no one will be able to quench it and save Bethel. The Israelites turn justice into bitterness. They throw what is fair and right to the ground. But there is one who made the constellations Pleiades and Orion. He can turn the darkness into morning and daylight into night. He summons the water of the seas and pours it out on the earth's surface. The Lord is his name. He flashes destruction down upon the strong so that destruction overwhelms the fortified places. The Israelites hate anyone who arbitrates at the city gate. They despise anyone who speaks honestly. Therefore, because you make the poor pay taxes on their crops and exact a grain tax from them, you will not live in the houses you built with chiseled stone, nor will you drink the wine from the fine vineyards you planted. Certainly, I am aware of your many rebellious acts and your numerous sins. You torment the innocent, you take bribes, and you deny justice to the needy at the city gate. For this reason, whoever is smart keeps quiet in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil so you can live. Then the Lord, the God who commands armies, just might be with you, as you claim he is. Hate what is wrong, love what is right, promote justice at the city gate. Maybe the Lord, the God who commands armies, will have mercy on those who are left from Joseph. Because of Israel's sins, this is what the Lord, the God who commands armies, the Sovereign One, says. In all the squares there will be wailing, in all the streets they will mourn the dead. They will tell the field workers to lament, and the professional mourners to wail. In all the vineyards there will be wailing, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. Woe to those who wish for the day of the Lord! Why do you want the Lord's day of judgment to come? It will bring darkness, not light. Disaster will be inescapable, as if a man ran from a lion only to meet a bear, then escaped into a house, leaned his hand against the wall, and was bitten by a poisonous snake. Don't you realize the Lord's day of judgment will bring darkness, not light? Gloomy blackness, not bright light? I absolutely despise your festivals. I get no pleasure from your religious assemblies. Even if you offer me burnt and grain offerings, I will not be satisfied. I will not look with favor on your peace offerings of fattened calves. Take away from me your noisy songs. I don't want to hear the music of your stringed instruments. Justice must flow like torrents of water, righteous actions like a stream that never dries up. You did not bring me sacrifices and grain offerings during the 40 years you spent in the wilderness, family of Israel. You will pick up your images of Sikkoth your king and Kayan your star god, which you made for yourselves, and I will drive you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord. He is called the God who commands armies. Amos chapter 6. Woe to those who live in ease in Zion, to those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. They think of themselves as the elite class of the best nation. The family of Israel looks to them for leadership. They say to the people, journey over to Calna and look at it, then go from there to Hamath-Rabbah, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they superior to our two kingdoms? Is their territory larger than yours? You refuse to believe a day of disaster will come, but you establish a reign of violence. They lie around on beds decorated with ivory and sprawl out on their couches. They eat lambs from the flock and calves from the middle of the pen. They sing to the tune of stringed instruments. Like David, they invent musical instruments. They drink wine from sacrificial bowls and pour the very best oils on themselves, yet they are not concerned over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they will now be the first to go into exile, and the religious banquets where they sprawl on couches will end. The Sovereign Lord confirms this oath by His very own life. The Lord, the God who commands armies, is speaking. I despise Jacob's arrogance. I hate their fortresses. I will hand over to their enemies the city of Samaria and everything in it. If 10 men are left in one house, they too will die. When their close relatives, the ones who burn the corpses, pick up their bodies to remove the bones from the house, they will say to anyone who is in the inner rooms of the house, "Is anyone else with you?" He will respond, "Be quiet, don't invoke the Lord's name." Indeed, look, the Lord is giving the command. He will smash the large house to bits and the small house into little pieces. Can horses run on rocky cliffs? Can one plow the sea with oxen? Yet you have turned justice into a poisonous plant and the fruit of righteous actions into a bitter plant. You are happy because you conquered Lo Debar. You say, "Did we not conquer Karnaim by our own power?" Look, I am about to bring a nation against you, family of Israel. The Lord, the God who commands armies, is speaking. They will oppress you all the way from Lebo Hamath to the stream of the Arabah. Amos chapter 7. The Sovereign Lord showed me this. I saw Him making locusts just as the crops planted late were beginning to sprout. The crops planted late sprout after the royal harvest. When they had completely consumed the earth's vegetation, I said, "Sovereign Lord, forgive Israel. How can Jacob survive? He is too weak." The Lord decided not to do this. "It will not happen," the Lord said. The Sovereign Lord showed me this. I saw the Sovereign Lord summoning a shower of fire. It consumed the great deep and devoured the fields. I said, "Sovereign Lord, stop. How can Jacob survive? He is too weak." The Lord decided not to do this. The Sovereign Lord said, "This will not happen either." He showed me this. I saw the Sovereign One standing by a tin wall holding tin in His hand. The Lord said to me, "What do you see, Amos?" I said, "Tin." The Sovereign One then said, "Look, I am about to place tin among my people Israel. I will no longer overlook their sin. Isaac's centers of worship will become desolate. Israel's holy places will be in ruins. I will attack Jeroboam's dynasty with the sword." Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent this message to King Jeroboam of Israel. "Amos is conspiring against you in the very heart of the kingdom of Israel. The land cannot endure all his prophecies. As a matter of fact, Amos is saying this, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will certainly be carried into exile away from its land." Amaziah then said to Amos, "Leave, you visionary. Run away to the land of Judah. Earn your living and prophesy there. Don't prophesy at Bethel any longer, for a royal temple and palace are here." Amos replied to Amaziah, "I was not a prophet by profession. No, I was a herdsman who also took care of sycamore fig trees. Then the Lord took me from tending flocks and gave me this commission, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.' So now listen to the Lord's message. You say, 'Don't prophesy against Israel. Don't preach against the family of Isaac.' Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will become like a prostitute in the streets, and your sons and daughters will die violently. Your land will be given to others, and you will die in a foreign land. Israel will certainly be carried into exile away from its land." You know, there are two kinds of people who study the Bible. Those who write notes in the margins and highlight verses, and those who never think of writing in their Bible. Which kind are you? Personally, I'm the one who writes, highlights, underlines, and circles. I want to be reminded of what impacted me about a particular verse when I revisit that verse or that passage of Scripture. A reviewer of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide on Amazon, who goes by the name of Lovin' My Crochet, must be like me. He or she wrote, "I write many pronunciations in my Bible." What a great idea! That way, when he or she is reading along, she's reminded of how to correctly say the names. That's fantastic. If this sounds like a good idea to you, I invite you to go to easybiblenamesguide.com and pick up a copy of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for yourself. It's available as a PDF that you can download right away, or you can order a physical copy. If you're not sure if my book can help you, I want you to have a free chapter, All the Bible Names That Begin with the Letter A. I'm pretty sure that once you see how easy I've made it to say any name in the Bible, you'll want your own copy of the book. That's easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. In today's reading, in chapter 5, verse 4, God tells Israel, "Seek me so you can live." When we sincerely pursue a relationship with God, we'll find Him and have eternal life. In the book of Jeremiah, God said, "If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you." God is not hiding. He wants us to know Him, to trust Him, to love Him. But we must seek Him wholeheartedly, as He said in Jeremiah. If we hold on to our old ways, He's not pleased. Further on in chapter 5, He chastises the Israelites for their phony attempts to serve Him while they remain in their sin. In verse 21, He tells them, "I absolutely despise your festivals. I get no pleasure from your religious assemblies." And dropping on down to verse 27, He says, "I will drive you into exile beyond Damascus." Church attendance doesn't fool God. We can fool those around us. We might even fool ourselves. But if we try to hold on to anything that is not pleasing to Him, He sees through the charade. We should continually take a spiritual inventory. We should ask Him to show us if there's anything in our life that is more important to us than He is, and then help us to eliminate whatever that might be. He wants to shower us with blessings, but we must be willing to have Him be on the throne of our lives. Him, and only Him. What are your thoughts? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let me know what you think. Hey, remember to check out my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, at easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll see you next time. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.